Richard Strauss's Metamorphosen, an arrangement for septet by R. Leopold, although actually the work did start out life as a septet. It was played by Radio 3 New Generation artists, the Royal String Quartet, with the viola player Katarzyna Budnik-Galashka, the cellist Marcin Zunik, and the bass player Tomasz Janukta. And it ends this Proms Chamber Music Recital, which was first broadcast live from Cadogan Hall in London last Monday lunchtime. Well, our Proms Chamber Music concert tomorrow is given by the pianist Benjamin Grosvenor, with music by Ravel, Chopin, Gounod, and the premiere of a new work by Judith Weir, a BBC commission, written for Benjamin Grosvenor. That's at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
The world's best orchestras are live at the BBC Proms. Sir Simon Rattle brings the world-famous Berlin Philharmonic to the Royal Albert Hall for two nights of music filled with drama and dance. On Friday, they play Rachmaninoff's symphonic dances and Stravinsky's magical Firebird. And on Saturday, Mark Padmore leads the all-star cast in Peter Sellers' staging of Bach's St. Matthew Passion. Join the audience in the Royal Albert Hall for two nights with Simon Rattle and the Berlin Philharmonic, Friday at 6:30 and Saturday at 7, here on BBC Radio 3.
Well, now it's time for the Early Music Show with Lucy Skeeping.
Wonderful toccata from Monteverdi's opera Orfeo from a new CD by Concerto Italiano and their director Rinaldo Alessandrini. It's not a new recording, though. To celebrate his ensemble's 30th anniversary, Alessandrini has chosen some of the greatest moments from their rich selection of discs over the past three decades. We'll hear a bit more from that disc later on. And we also have a bit of a treat, music from their concert given at the Edinburgh Festival just a few days ago, which included Monteverdi, alongside pieces by Marini, Uccellini, Merula and Castello. Before we get to that, though, let's hear from the man himself, Rinaldo Alessandrini, who founded Concerto Italiano back in 1984. During rehearsals for the Edinburgh Festival concert, he told us how the group has evolved over the last 30 years, how it all began.
It's a funny story. I mean, 30 years ago, I was really in love with the Cavalli Opera. We were a group of friends, and we decided to perform this opera in Roma. And this was the very first concert of this group of friends. Well, at the time, they were totally different friends from today, I mean. And this was the beginning. 30 years ago, I was 24. So we were very young and very excited. The evolution is evident, I mean, at least to me. But it's mainly kind of evolution in the style. We have been very interested in working on the real reasons of this music, especially about language, I mean, the Italian, the language combined to the music. 30 years have been useful. Now we know better, for sure, we know better how the music is crossing a text, or and how the music can serve the text and the text can serve the music. And sometimes the solution is more simple than we were thinking at the very beginning. But it's interesting because finally we have been obliged to combine a lot of information, not only about language and music, but also general attitude for expression, rhetoric, also mixing our own theatrical experience. And it has been interesting, yeah.
Rinaldo Alessandrini. Over the past 30 years, Concerto Italiano has taken its place among those Italian ensembles which have really revolutionised the criteria for performance of early music, from madrigals to the orchestral and operatic repertoire of the 18th century. Its recordings are now regarded as benchmarks by critics and audiences, and they very much reflect the renewal of interest in the repertoire from around the Mediterranean. The first movement of Vivaldi's Concerto in A Major, RV160, played there by Concerto Italiano, directed, as ever, by Rinaldo Alessandrini. You're listening to the Early Music Show on BBC Radio 3 with me, Lucy Skeeping, and today's programme is a celebration of the last 30 years of music making by Concerto Italiano. As well as exploring the Italian Baroque masters, the Mediterranean mentality, as Rinaldo calls it, Concerto Italiano have also performed and recorded some of Bach's instrumental music, the Brandenburg Concertos, for instance, and several of Handel's operas as well. This is also from their 30th anniversary disc. It's the overture to Handel's 1726 London opera, Alessandro.
Thank you.
Rinaldo Alessandrini directed Concerto Italiano in the overture to Handel's opera Alessandro. It was taken from their 30th anniversary disc, a compilation of what Alessandrini considers to be their greatest hits, if you like. In a few minutes, we're going to hear music from the group's recent concert at the Edinburgh Festival, which focused on instrumental and vocal music from the Italian early Baroque. But before that, let's give centre stage to Concerto Italiano singers. This is a five-part madrigal from Carlo Gesualdo's sixth book, Asciugate I Belli Occhi, Dry Those Lovely Eyes. stunning vocal control by five singers from Concerto Italiano, with that gorgeous madrigal by Carlo Gesualdo, Dry Those Lovely Eyes. You're listening to The Early Music Show on BBC Radio 3 with me, Lucy Skeeping, and today's programme is a celebration of three decades of music by the ensemble Concerto Italiano. They've made such a name for themselves over the past 30 years, partly because of their versatility. Rinaldo Alessandrini has some of the best instrumentalists and singers available to him for concerts and recordings. So his choice of repertoire from the 16th to the 18th centuries is more or less inexhaustible. He told us what his initial driving force was when he first founded the ensemble back in 1984 and how that passion still drives the group's activities even today.
The beginning is the combination of text and music, especially in the 17th century. In the 18th century, it's the effect of this combination. I mean, when you play like a singer or when you sing like an instrumentalist. But the 17th century in Italy, it has been very important because there's been a fantastic moment learning the common contribution of text to music and music to text. The most elegant way of playing an instrument in Italy was just playing like a singer, I mean, just playing and singing. But of course, you have to know vocal music and how the singers were used to sing this kind of music. And it's very important so to understand Italian, but not only the meaning of the words. I mean, it's kind of the sound of the language, the speed of the language. Italian is a very strange language, very poor in terms of sounds, but with fantastic sounds, very few sounds, but very, very clear sounds. But this is, you can say this for every language, I mean, for English or German or French. But we have been needing a huge, huge work 30 years ago because they were not very interesting group, not a real concrete interest in ancient music, especially proposed with paired instruments. So it has been a very strange moment, very exciting, of course, because there was a lot of things to do.
Rinaldo Alessandrini. Well, it's time to hear them in action again now, in a performance recorded at Greyfriars Kirk in Edinburgh earlier in August as part of the Edinburgh International Festival. For this concert, Rinaldo decided to perform all the pieces without stopping for applause. So what we'll hear now is about 30 minutes or so of instrumental and vocal music by a selection of Italian Baroque composers. You'll hear three madrigals by Monteverdi, interspersed with A Burgomaster by Marco Uccellini, a representation of a street in Cremona by Tarquinio Merula, and a sonata by Dario Castella to end the set. We're going to begin, though, with a warm and very moving Passacaglia by Biagio Marini.
questa carta in cui sotto forma di inchiostro il cuore stia in qui sotto scorgere quegli interni pensieri che con passi d'amore scorro l'anima mia, anzi a pampar vedrete come in suo proprio splendore le vostre bellezze il fuoco mio non è già parte in voi che con forza invisibile d'amore tutto a sé non mi traglia altro ciò non son io che di vostra vita prende e profeo a voi mi volgo cari miei lacci d'oro dai come mai poté scampar sicuro se come lacci l'anima legaste come oro la compraste voi pur voi dunque siete della mia libertà catena e prezzo salmi miei preziosi bionde fila divine l'eterna barca sopra il fuso fatale mia vita porge voi voi capelli d'oro voi pur siete di lei che tutto il corpo mio fabile siete una bianca d'ogni ora contro l'uso del fuoco in giù scendete ah, che a voi per salire scender conviene che la maggior celeste o va sfidate o sfera degli ardori o paradiso e posta in quel bel viso you cieloco per sentieri di neve ancora di fuoco. Thank you.
fuggi perché fuggi da calcio. Ritrosetta ma bella, ritrosetta ma bella, oh cruda, oh cruda, oh cruda, perché fuggi perché fuggi, perché fuggi perché fuggi, che fuggi perché fuggi, perché fuggi perché fuggi, perché fuggi perché fuggi da calcio. Ritrosetta, ma bella, ritrosetta, ma bella, ritrosetta, oh cruda, 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 oh
Applause there for Concerto Italiano and their director Rinaldo Alessandrini at Greyfriars Kirk in Edinburgh, part of a concert recorded at the Edinburgh International Festival earlier in August. The singers in the Monteverdi madrigals were soprano Anna Cimbali and tenors Gianluca Ferrarini and Luca Dodolo. You also heard instrumental music by Biagio Marini, Marco Uccellini, Tarquinio Merula and Dario Castello. Full details of the playlist for today's programme are on the Radio 3 website. You're listening to The Early Music Show with me, Lucy Skeeping, and today's programme is a profile of Concerto Italiano, the ensemble founded by harpsichordist Rinaldo Alessandrini back in 1984. He is, of course, a remarkable keyboard player in his own right. So before we hear our final piece from the Edinburgh concert, let's hear another track from their 30th anniversary CD. This is Alessandrini playing one of his own compositions, in the Baroque style, obviously. It's a chaconne called Unreasonable Beauty. Rinaldo Alessandrini playing his own composition in Baroque style, a chaconne which he calls Unreasonable Beauty, taken from the recently released 30th anniversary compilation disc by his ensemble Concerto Italiano. Well, we've got one more piece today from their Edinburgh concert to end the programme. But before we hear it, here's Alessandrini once again to tell us how he sees the next 30 years panning out for his group.
Our ambition is to be able to keep going with this kind of work. Concerto Italiano should remain in connection with this repertory. I don't see Concerto Italiano, I mean, approaching Mozart music. It's not our cup of tea. But what is fine now that the identity of the group is so focused, and especially for this kind of music. And so, what is nice today is to rehearse a new piece and to be able to go as deep as possible in the details. This was not possible probably 30 years ago, because our knowledge was not so complete, was very little. So nice, fine, because we approach a new piece and we are able to see how the piece is working and with that in a shorter time. So our ambition is trying to keep going with this.
Rinaldo Alessandrini. Well, we've almost reached the end of the programme, sadly, but there's just time for one more piece from the group's Edinburgh concert. A charming encore from Monteverdi's 1607 Scherzi Musicali. This is a really fun little love song called Damigella Tutta Bella. Maiden, all beautiful, pour out that sweet wine. Make fall the dew distilled from rubies.
Verdi's Scherzi Musicali, Damigella Tutta Bella, played as an encore at Greyfriars Kirk in Edinburgh by Concerto Italiano, directed by Rinaldo Alessandrini. The singers were Anna Cimboli, Gianluca Ferrarini and Luca Dordolo. And it ends today's Early Music Show, which was presented by Lucy Skeeping and produced in Salford by Les Pratt and Ruth Thompson. Lucy will be back next week with a programme devoted to the roots of klezmer music. That's at the slightly later time of 2:15 next Sunday afternoon here on BBC Radio 3.
Drama on 3 presents August 1914 by Alexander Solzhenitsyn and starring Fiona Shaw and Alex Waldman.
Poland, the middle of August 1914.
I knew that an imperialist war would break out.
Give the colonel what he needs, Colonel
Vorotintsev, sir.
How long can they keep a barrage like this going for?
For Russia, World War I began with catastrophe.
If we're defeated, there will be an upheaval.
And ended in revolution.
Lenin and his family have reached the main station in Krakow.
Seize the moment! Transform this war into a civil war!
There's no going back. Life will never be the same now.
Drama on 3 is August 1914 by Alexander Solzhenitsyn. This evening at 9:40 here on BBC Radio 3.
Well, now it's time for Choral Evensong, which was recorded earlier this month in the chapel of Cheltenham College and sung by members of the fourth of this year's Eton choral courses. Herbert House's canticles Collegium Regale were written in 1945 and commissioned for the choir of King's College, Cambridge. Nicholas Moore's setting of Edwin Muir's poem One Foot in Eden, Still I Stand was also written for King's College, but some 55 years later in 1990 for the college's 550th anniversary celebrations. The service opens with an introit by Thomas Tallis, Sancte Deus, Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy and Immortal One, have mercy upon us.